some water on for you. Do I have to tell everybody?
Who's that?
He's around.
There he is.
I'm all out.
I'm give out.
You can say that again.
Let me tell you. I'm give out too. We're all three.
Like it's not been a good day. Faith got bad, ended up bad.
Yeah. Well, I started off bad and ended up pretty good. I didn't do nothing this morning, but I had a pretty good business this afternoon. After you left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an alternator overhaul and grease job and oil change.
Comes in spirits.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the barber down there one day said, let me see, how was that? So much of the time, they wasn't doing anything. Why did he say that? He's going to have to raise the price of haircuts because so much of the time he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Something like that. But you know, I thought about that since then. And that's the way we're going to have a lot of things.
Yeah.
At the time, I thought that was darn queer. He going to charge the customer for the time that he didn't work.
Yeah. I drove that limousine tonight, guy. That Pontiac. Man, that thing, it's just a different automobile.
Come in, Frank. Warm yourself. Yeah, you got that thing running, couldn't you?
It runs good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What do you do to it? What ought you do to it?
Put four valves in.
Yeah, I remember now. And you oil it up all around where everything works.
Yeah.
Everything works?
Everything works.
You wouldn't have to sell that in the dark?
No, sir. I sell that in wide open. And I priced it today.
I was going to ask you how you had, the way it was, look, now, what the price was. Let me see. First time you priced that for $150.
Yeah. But the price is just doubled now.
Now, how do you figure that?
Well, since I got to running good, I put new brakes on it. It's got brand new brakes on it all the way around.
Oh, it has?
Oh, yeah. And, had the front end fixed.
Oh, well, it was, loose.
Yeah.
What do you call it? The play?
Yeah, loose play. I had that fixed.
Yeah, that's in the steering.
Yeah.
Or, what is it? It's not the steering.
Drag link.
Yeah.
I had, I fixed the valves in it where it would run smooth. Put a new battery in it. Cleaned it up, shined it up, put floor mats in it. And it's worth $300.
You know, if a fella would get him a car like that to go to office, and all he does is sit all day.
That's right. That's right.
You don't need a high-priced car to drive to the office or drive to work.
I'm going to set that Ford truck up or sell it, by golly, and drive that Pontiac.
Yeah.
It's got more guts than that Ford has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mean that truck?
Yeah. The price is right. It's like I priced them big horses today.
Cookie? Did what?
I priced them.
The big ones?
Yeah.
I'm not too eager to move them. I just like to look at them.
I'll tell you, if a man wants to lay me down $1,000 cash, he can load them.
Well, that would be. You could might get some more for that, might you?
I can go get a big pair for that.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I came in and Babe was running Tony. And Tony was kicking up his heels at her, kicking for a long ways there, but he never hit her. And that's him. I'm sure he didn't, because they weren't mad at her. She was trying to bite him, and he was trying to. He was running and kicking.
I got to take him home, because I've got a man coming tomorrow looking. Look at four.
You got to take.
Tony.
Yeah. Now, you're not offering him little man. What does he want?
He wants something for a riding stable.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, he can put Tony out for anybody can ride Tony.
Yeah.
And set on it.
Yeah.
And I priced him a quarter horse stud. Nancy. And the spotted pony colt, Alvin. I told him what she was. He said, well, he said, I'll take your word for that and we won't even have to go look at that one.
Yeah.
He said, I'll come and look at the three.
Yeah.
And I said, three suits me, well, we'll get the fourth one later.
Now, where is his headquarters?
Golden Gate Riding Stables, out on 39th Avenue and 34th Street.
Oh, right in town. Well, now, that's what he needs.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. And that'll be about as good as good a life as they can leave, won't it?
Yeah, that's what they want. They want her to ride. They want somebody to ride them.
They want to work, folks.
Yeah.
They want to work.
So by golly, they can work.
If they didn't just put children on them, you know, that sort of tedious.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to have a little stew in a minute if you all...
I will take a cup of coffee, but...
There's one right there.
Right? While I drink my cup of coffee, why don't you go over and feed the horses? Look here now, let me tell you what to do. Open that corn and that cup that's over there. Give them half a cup of corn, half a cup of sweet feed, and a cup of crimped oats apiece. Now you got that?
Yeah.
All right. Get my hay.
There's a silver right over there. You can cook it. You can help yourself. This is not one of our best days.
The lady came in station this evening. Done the grease job and oil change. Frank said, yes, ma'am, we'll take care of it. Yeah, I was working on an alternator. She's driving a 1970 Pontiac. Real nice car. So Frankie cleaned his hands off, cleaned his, brushed himself up, put it on the rack. She came in to me. She told me, she said, I went in the office to make out the bill for the alternator. And She said, "You know, Mr. Cook," she said, that boy you got working for you is one of the finest boys around the service station as I've met. Said, "You don't see very many boys as polite as he is."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, thank you, ma'am, but that happens to be my only son." And she didn't know it. She didn't know he was my boy.
You know, if he could just keep that, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if he just, he'll just watch it, keep his head. Just don't lose his head. Clyde's going to take him out one day this week and get his driver's license. Help him to get his driver's license. That means another automobile for me.
That means another more insurance.
Yeah. About $140 a year more. Insurance costs me more than my automobiles is worth.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you can see why I gotta sell some horses, don't you?
Yeah. Just can't keep them too long. I'm moving.
And if I can get $1,000 out of that truck, I'm gonna sell it.
You better hang on that truck.
That's a good one.
What, cookie?
Of course, it won't get any younger, will it?
No. I can go out here and buy one for $200. I'll do the same job Batten's doing.
It won't go to West Virginia. Like that?
No, it won't. Take the punishment that one took. Lord, it took some punishment. Ooh. Pulling all that big load back.
Yeah. That really took it.
It looks like a sturdy truck to me.
It is. It's just tough as a pine knot. Then, since I overhauled the engine, got the engine fixed up.
Cookie ought to keep that one and trade on it. You got another one to trade on. Because, you see, this one's reliable.
Yeah.
And the next one, you see, you may have to do so much work on it. So all your cargo, I'm telling you, you need a passenger train to carry all that with a baggage car. Shoot, these things are good, ain't they? We'll pay them up.
She said those big ones weren't very good. A little one for that.
Well, you know, I got to figuring up last night. Just sitting there. And I ain't joking you, but my assets, my automobiles, my horses, my equipment. Would you believe that I've got $10,000 worth?
Yeah. Just your... Doesn't take much.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It sure is.
And just a poor man.
And when I come to state of Florida, I didn't have nothing. I didn't.
Well, you almost own a home, too, don't you?
That's right. I didn't have nothing.
That's a nice place over there.
And you weren't counting that.
No. I mean, just my horses, my automobiles, my welding equipment, my tools, wagons, harness, saddles, horse trailer.
You know, if Ms. Helstrom knew what it was good for, she'd get that little Tony.
for her children.
I offered her to sell him to her, horse, saddle, and bridle, for $175.
Well, she doesn't know that much.
No, they'd go up there and pay $285 or $265 for a horse they don't know nothing about. And
from a fella they don't know anything about.
That's right. Yeah, she tried to tell me last night. I mean, I didn't like it too well, but I didn't tell her. But that wasn't the horse that I owned. I know a horse when I see him. And I got the picture of him.
that's what you get into, though. They're smart. I've seen them.
Yeah, she bought him. That's all right. It don't make any difference to me.
What's
nothing. I just
listened. I didn't have nothing to that would suit her.
Uh-huh.
To sell her.
Uh-huh.
A little man would have suited her, but a Laura don't want to sell him.
Uh-huh.
I can't contrary Laura. I just can't do it. She's a good kid. She works hard.
And it's her horse.
And it's her horse. And I got her straightened out over that trouble she got into.
Mm, right.
And if that horse and Cadillac will keep her going straight, goodness knows I'm going to keep them both. I don't care if I have to if I have to do without food myself, I'll feed that horse.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now I'll do it. I may be thinking wrong, but I don't think so.
Well, that's a small price to pay.
That's a small price. That's right. To me, it is.
Now, when she came in there this afternoon, playing on the way to work, she's just bouncing. Just ready to go.
She brought me a bowl of soup and crackers, a bottle of coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She thinks of her daddy now. She brings
well,
her daddy.
She does.
Yeah. She sure does. And she told me time and time again, Daddy, I'm sure glad you caught me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she got to the point now where she sees so much of it. She knows what it is.
Oh, really?
Oh, she can see one walking down the street and just about tell you the reaction. She can. And they come in the hospital down there all doped up. And you know, that does me good. I ain't joking.
Yeah. So she can stand apart.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother her.
Doesn't bother her a bit.
Gosh.
Well, that's a good thing. Maybe,
Dr. Cunningham, all the doctors down here just admire her because she's about the only one that they can depend on to clean up a dead person. You know, whenever they die, they got to clean them up. And put clean clothes on them, even though they're going to just take them downstairs and on to the undertaker. They got to put clean clothes on them for their people. For their people to see them. And by golly, Laura, she gets right in there and she don't quit.
Is that right?
Yeah, she don't quit. And I have quite a few of the doctors come in the station there, and they just think there's nobody like pigtails.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call her pigtails because she wears her hair in a ponytail behind, and then sometimes she wears two pigtails on the side, you know. Getting fat, she's just getting fat as she can be.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she weighs about 140 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really picking up.
Well, Faye, if she can get fat on that life she's leading.
I know it.
But she eats. Oh, she eats.
And she didn't used to. She's sort of picky.
She's sort of picky. She gets up in the morning, she eats breakfast. She comes, then she comes back from school and she'll fix her own lunch. Then she goes to the hospital, and she eats down there at night, see. Mm-hmm. She comes home, she never eats.
Does she eat supper down there?
She eats supper down the hospital, yeah.
Yeah, they have plenty of food.
Oh, yeah. And then up on the floor, lots of the patients won't drink their milk.
Uh-huh.
She'll drink their milk. And she's just gaining. Of course, she burns up a lot of that food.
Yeah.
But now she really gained weight.
Well, when she can, she needs food for the schedule she keeps.
Well, you see, she used to be she wouldn't eat no breakfast, but
yeah.
Now she comes home, or she goes right on to bed after working from 6 until 11 without any, after she eats. Well, she burns up that food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then when she gets up in the morning, she's ready to eat.
She's ready.
Yeah.
She sure is.
So she really eats 3 meals a day.
She eats 3-4 meals a day.
At breakfast is one of the best, you know.
That's right.
I don't know how old I was when I found out a good breakfast will carry you through. Now, you don't eat a breakfast much.
No.
But I couldn't get along without it.
Well, these cold, late yesterday morning and this morning, I got up and ate a bowl of hot oatmeal. Man, that's good in the wintertime.
Yeah.
About 2 slices of toast and a bowl of hot oatmeal.
Yeah.
That'll do you up for the day.
Yes, sir. That'll hold you.
It seems to me like you can burn off the cold better off of a good hot breakfast than you can if you get up and eat cold cereal and all that kind of junk.
Yeah.
Well, I never did go for that stuff anyway.
I don't know. I always think the people who eat that are children. Of course, they'll eat it sweet. People who don't do enough to really have an appetite.
You know, we used to, my mama used to get up and fix eggs and fried potatoes for breakfast. Lord, we'd eat eggs and fried potatoes and hot biscuits. Yes, you would.
yes, and sometimes a good piece of beef for breakfast.
Yeah.
Steak.
We're gonna told Frank, by golly, we're gonna sell some horses and buy us a steer. Feed him and kill him.
Feed him and kill him. Yeah. Have one coming on.
That's right. When we kill that and buy another.
Yeah. You can have several. Yeah. Start them young. I don't know what's the best time to get them now.
Right now is a good time to buy cows.
You know, you used to be able to float around the countryside and pick things up. Well, now you can't do that now. They've got the habit now of sending stuff to the livestock market.
That's right.
And if you did, it wouldn't be worth your time. You'd have more time and trouble in it than it'd be worth.
That's right, yeah. Well, everybody has got so wise to the market nowadays.
Yeah.
That they want on the farm the same price that it'll bring at the market.
That's right. You might lose money. You know what they say. Your best bet is to hang around the market and just wait for somebody to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then pick up a good buy. A lot of fellas do that. And they know what's on the market, a whole lot of people. They know what's coming in.
Oh, yeah.
They watch them come in, you see, and then watch him, wait for him to come through.
Well, if nothing happens Saturday, I'm gonna get the well hooked up and the pump and everything, and get my water tank fixed up. And then I got to fix me a place to so I can feed them big horses just a little bit of food, just a little bit of feed. It won't take much, just a little bit. I want to fix a place where I can feed them.
You need a feed bag. Tie it on. And you know what you can do? I bought that 2 gallon bucket. You can put a string around that and hang it around the head. I had it sitting up there.
It's right here.
Yeah.
And, get me a water and draw fixed. And get a place fixed to feed them hay. Because I've got to take care of them. I can't let them go downhill.
Yeah. You got a float for your trough?
No. Got to get one.
It's costly. If you can't get those at Goodfellas.
No.
Well, now, the hardware stores have them. They get them somewhere. If you get them, I'm short now. I could use a couple myself.
I believe Barrett Hardware handles them. Stringfellow Supply. Baird Hardware. And
but you can't buy it, Baird Hardware.
No, and I don't know anybody that does buy Baird Hardware. I ain't got no connections with Baird.
Oh, it used to be nice to go in there.
Yeah.
You could buy stuff in almost every department, see. I could go in there and buy, wind would let me buy stuff in there. You know what I mean? And that was nice. But it's too good to last.
Saturday morning, I think I'm going up to Griffin's and get me a load of lumber. To fix me a place to feed hay.
Well, when you do that, you finish out the load for me.
All right.
You got an extra space. Just load it up with 2x4s, now those heavy pine ones. You know?
Yeah.
I can use 10, 12, 14, any length you got. They don't have to be the same. And, one-inch cypress.
I want to.
I'm clear out. I just got just a little bit of you. If I wasn't to no count, see, I could go up there and I could get in your. All right. I'm a little fidgety about getting another man's car that I'm not used to with a load of stuff.
Well, you know, I'm the same way.
That's right.
I used Van Arnum's truck and got a load of stuff, and I had a long piece of wood sticking out the back, about 10 or 15 foot, that had a sharp point. Well, I parked in front of the feed store, B&G out there. The man come up there and parked right next to it. Damn fool, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I backed up and it just barely hit his radiator and went through his air conditioning thing. And it cost $100.
God.
The insurance paid it. but it was a nuisance.
Yeah.
My
cost you $35-$40 running here and there, getting the bookwork all taken care of to get $100.
Yeah. I was foolish. I mean, anybody would. See, it was sticking back there 10 or 12 foot. Of course, I had a flag on it. But what?
That flag didn't tell you to stop, did it?
No. Didn't tell me to stop. It's a good car. It's a good truck. But, you see, I didn't handle it that well. And with something like that, you know, you just touch it.
Yeah. Oh, they're fragile, those condensers on air conditioning. I saw people hit a bird just right. Kill a bird and knock a hole in their...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're that fragile?
Yeah. I replaced one at Bradenton. The same thing. Fella hit a bird. Pretty good sized bird in one of the bones. And the bird fractured the... core, because that's just copper's all it is. Very, yeah. Very thin copper.
I have forgotten. My mind wasn't working well that morning. When was that? Sunday morning, when Cody came up. Saturday night when he went out.
Yeah.
On that expedition.
Yeah.
And you came up here. In the morning, you sort of half asleep.
Yeah.
And you told us what happened down there. We thought you probably had just got in or something, you see.
No, I got back 10 minutes after 12. Laura wasn't asleep yet.
So you got a nice rest.
Yeah.
Now, tell me again what happened down there. You didn't go to brush.
No, I went down to the edge, right in the edge of the forest, down on Highway 40.
Yeah.
Right in the edge of the scrubs.
Yeah.
And couldn't do no good there. I came back up.
Well, what'd you do? What happened down there?
The right man wasn't there.
Where was it you went?
Gore's Landing.
What's that?
That's a camping area.
Oh.
That's on the Ocklawaha River.
Yeah.
And
cabin on this side?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of deer in there.
Yeah, on this side?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go on the other side.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, you were already in the scrub then.
No, that's not classified as a scrub. No.
Scrub, you have to go across.
Yeah. And I ran into Berman. And that's what he wanted. I cranked it up and took out through the woods with it, and he was satisfied. He paid me for it.
Had the money in his pocket.
Part of it. Tommy said, I'll give you the rest of it Monday morning. And by golly, Monday morning, about 9:30, here he come with bells on.
What, Cookie?
In his wrecker?
No, he was driving a car. One is trying out that he'd straightened up. See, they straighten frames over there. Then they'll take him out and run them. See if they pull one way or the other, see? So, he just run by. He was going out 441 out by the highway patrol station to check out that car. Go run it at a high rate of speed, see if it would hang, you know, if it pulled at a high rate of speed. You know. Got my money by. And I ain't heard no more from him. Ain't even saw him.
So you've been working out of your own press this week?
Yeah.
And he was, what is that beach?
Warren Beach.
Warren Beach.
Yeah.
Now he's not on North Main Street.
Yeah.
Across from
Eli Whit Cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And This boy, what's his name?
Berman Jones.
Yeah. Now that's one of the good places.
Yeah, yeah. You don't look like much. Drive by there, you wouldn't think they had anything there. You'd think it's just a junk pile. Yeah.
Oh, it does look junky.
But he's got some of the most modern equipment there is in that place. Yeah.
And he don't dress it up.
No. Uh-uh. It cost him money to dress it up. Taxes will eat him up.
Taxes eat
him up. Oh, yeah. I see.
It's like Shaw and Keeter. You drive in there, you think you're going in a garbage dump.
Yeah.
They don't want to dress it up. Uh-uh. Taxes eat them up.
Yeah. Just a little dressing up goes a long way for the tax people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I found out why my taxes is so doggone high. You know that brick front they put on there, that permastone front they put on that building?
Yeah.
That's why.
On your station?
On the station, that's right. But that don't help me sell a bit of gasoline.
Well, now, you don't have to pay the tax on the station.
Yeah.
You do.
I sure do.
Well, now,
station and equipment. Because I'm using it. But I got news for one man. He's going to meet me halfway. He's been there just as long as I have.
That's a pretty good sum, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Old Clyde's going to meet me halfway on them taxes. But he gets more benefit, actually, than I do.
Mm-hmm.
More benefit than I do, actually.
I say that.
He's got no overhead to pay.
Yeah.
He's got a place to work. And he makes more money accidentally than I do on purpose.
Some people just like that.
Yeah, some people just got that gift of gab. I ain't got it.
Well, he's really got the gift, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Now, you see, I never been exposed to Clyde. I never heard him talk like that. You know, except just rattle off. But
I spent $1.78 today, and collected $9.68 out of it. Sure did. One bearing cost me $1.78 for that alternator.
Yeah.
And that retail for $3.03.
Any labor?
6.5 labor. In tax, and I made it less than an hour.
And saved him money.
That's right, saved him money. Because a regular alternator overhaul is $12.50 at any major garage.
Now you let them know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'll let them know that. They'll come back too. Just like that boy came in there was riding a bicycle. I could have took about $25 of his money. But I wouldn't do it. I knew it wouldn't do him no good. I knew he'd come back, he'd put a bad taste in his mouth about me. Because I took his money, he never got no return out of it. I told him. It cost me 2 quarts of transmission fluid to convince him. It cost me in the long right then, but in the long run, they're making the money.
Yeah.
I said, now, you got a bad transmission. Maybe one thing to do, and that's have it overhauled. Okay? He didn't believe me at the time.
Yeah.
But he got stranded, and then he found out I was right.
And he come back to tell you.
And he come back to tell me, and he told me today. But I'm going to get a brake job out of him now.
But you didn't tell him to go to the Gator place.
I didn't tell him to go to City Automatic. I told him to go to Gator Automatic.
You told him?
I told him to go to Gator Automatic.
But the other people told him that.
Huh? But AAA told him to go to City Automatic. Now, he will see where I was right one more time.
He may not see it. He won't know.
Well, he's flat-headed.
Well, now, why would AAA recommend City?
I don't know.
There are no business connections.
There's not supposed to be. There's not supposed to be.
They don't advertise with them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people have, I've heard them recommend, at both places, I've heard people recommend one person one place or another,
mm-hmm.
with pretty stout recommendations at the head of the other. So I guess you can get a difference of opinion.
Oh, yeah. But I know Jim Hall over at Gator Automatic. He does good work. And I know he will stand behind his work. If you take a transmission in there and have it overhauled and it goes out within 30 days, or any reasonable length of time, he'll do it over again at no extra charge.
Yeah.
And go get your car wherever you break down.
Is that transmission work, is that a very difficult thing?
Yes and no. The difficult part is getting the tools and the equipment to work with. As far as doing the work, there ain't but one way for it to go together.
Yeah.
It's one way. It ain't going to go together no other way.
But you got to get into it.
You got to get into it. You got to have special jacks and everything to get that transmission out with.
Yeah.
And they sure cost money. But the cheapest one you can get will cost you $500.
Don't tell me.
That's right.
And I don't have a jack to jack up a stove out there.
That's right. Just like that little floor jack I got. Cost me $128.
Is that the one you bought and then it went out? It went out
and I sent it back and they repaired it, no charge.
Well, that's a tremendous price, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But you gotta have it?
You gotta have it. You don't use it very often, but when you need it, there ain't nothing to take its place. And the Gainesville City Commission Safety Council, they catch you using a bumper jack at a service station, they'll close you up just that quick. But yet you can get out on the highway and then use a bumper jack all you want to.
Well, I didn't realize that.
That's right.
What's the matter? Is this not in account?
I don't like them. But if they catch you, that is one of these bumper jacks, ordinary bumper jacks like you get in a car.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You got to watch out. You'll even skin your finger on them.
Yeah. And they'll fall if you don't let nobody say they won't.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm amazed that they stand up.
Yeah.
They last a long time.
Yeah.
But you never know just when they're going to collapse.
They'll collapse like that. Frank, Mama's going to be walking the floor. We better go. You got the horses all fed and took care of.
Yeah, mine's turned off the trail lock.
You ready to go home, man?
Yeah.
All right.
And lights turned off? and this weekend, you're going to try to get your well going.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the foot valve and the cap and pipe and all I need is some time.
Oh, you got you been to the string fellow?
I haven't been there yet, but it's, I called him and told him I'd come and pick it up. I was getting tired of waiting on him. I needed the pipe. He said, "All right, come down and pick it up in the church's name."
Arnett?
Yeah, Bill laying down and waiting on it.
And he been that long time. He can do anything he wants to, can't he?
Yeah, he can get by with murder.
Well, this little cold spell's over.
Oh. Yeah, I hope.
Or is it still going to be cool?
It's going to be cool, but it ain't going to be as cold as it has been.
Yes, sir, Cookie, if you could somehow work it out, that's such a nice spot down there. Well, you could get loose a little more often. Work it out somehow, huh? That sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you could get loose when Helen is loose, something like that.
And we can all come down here and work together.
What is, let me tell you, tell me about that, I didn't quite get that clear, about your daddy training his horses there in the stall. Now, I never heard of that.
You never? Mm-hmm. He just got this big stall in the barn.
Big as this room?
Yeah, about like this.
Well, now, the hall of a barn is pretty good size.
Uh-huh. But these, I see he has cuts a... His barn is cut up into four stalls. They're 8-foot stalls.
Yeah. All on one side?
All on one side. And they're about 14 foot deep.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got this one partition here that he takes out. That makes it about 16 by 14. Well, he stands in the center with that there buggy whip. And he makes that horse do what he wants him to do.
With a rope, with a...
No, sir. He has nothing on him.
Just talks to him.
Talks to him. That's the way them horses down there was broke.
Good Lord. You just start out from... Just start him out.
That's right.
But what did he teach him?
Get up. Whoa. Come here. Gee. Haul.
Really?
Yes, sir. He teaches them that right there in the barn. Right in the barn.
You know, it'd be nice to have a barn with some stalls in it, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
You don't need it, but every now and then you'd need it.
Yeah. Just like these horses down here now. They've been used to, when they get done working.
Yeah.
They've been used to going in the barn and eating in the barn.
Yeah. Yes. Out of a trough.
That's right. A box.
A box.
About so big square. That's right. Then they got their manger there and it's got hay in it.
Yes.
And they say...
They're all their own.
That's right.
Right.
And you know what? It won't take much to do it. But I'm going to build a place down there and cover it with tin. I got enough used tin there at the house. Build me a manger and a feed box so I can keep them horses as near home as possible. Mm-hmm. When I get through working them, put them in the barn, feed them. Curry them down.
Yeah.
They've been used to being curried down.
And then they can stay there, stand there, and eat out of that box, that trough, and then got the rack for the hay.
That's right.
And they can just spend the night.
That's right.
If and whenever you want to let them out, you can.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I think that helps them, Cookie. Now, you see, I'm no horseman, you understand that. But I think they deserve it. You know, I remember one of the stalls we used to have up there, we'd let them go all winter, you know, and collect that milk.
Yeah.
And you know, it would get so high, the horse would almost be able to walk out of it. I've seen a long-legged horse just stand up there like he could really...
Yeah.
Step over that.
You know, I believe the horses would do better It's just like your first horse is here. Now they're used to this. Your first method of taking care of them.
That's all they ever do.
That's right. Okay. Well, that's why these horses down here are so nervous at times. They're not used to that type of environment.
Yeah.
And take your horses and take them up to Dad's.
Yeah.
And they'd be in the same boat these are in down here. Nervous and temperamental.
Yeah, I think they'd like it, though.
Yeah.
Get used to it. But now you see, the trouble here is we don't have a place to put a horse up.
Uh-huh.
I see put Missy in that place there, but it's just a halfway place. It's not much. It cuts off a little of the wind, you know.
Well, now, you take them horses down there. I don't care whether they're cut off much wind or not. But some place where they can go in there, and they know that's theirs. They can go in there and eat.
I wish you'd rig it up to where they've got the box to eat the hay out of. And then, I mean, the trough, the feed out of. And then that rack's supposed to be out there and empties down into the trough.
For hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen that, but I can't quite do it.
I can.
Quite, never mind. I saw it. I saw the fellow out there had he rigged that up pretty good. And it just keeps us from scattering the hay all over.
That's right. Place. They don't waste no hay.
They don't waste any hay.
No. And they don't waste no sweet seed or grain. They don't waste
right.
None of that.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to fix it.
Okay. We're getting around to where I believe we can do a little,
huh? Yeah, right down there in that end where be handy. Be handy to water and everything.
Yeah.
Then it'll be close if I want to pin them up and keep them overnight. I'll be close right there close to the trailer.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
And they're used to being got in, put in a barn, kept overnight once in a while. Yeah. And then it'll be a place where we get in out of the rain and so forth. And no more than it'll cost, my gosh.
Yeah.
You'll feel funny if man takes you up on that price.
I don't think he'll take me up. I don't think he'll take me up.
You really don't think so? Oh, you mean $1,000?
$1,000.
You're not pushing it on that, are
you? No, I'm not pushing him. No.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to beg nobody to buy them others.
No.
Just like I told Miss Watson name last night on the telephone, I said I've got a horse that'll suit you. But I said I'm not going to get on my knees and beg you to buy that horse.
Cookie, over there where Helen works, she has been so helpful to them. I don't quite see how they could just hurt the cat to give her that hardship.
Well, I can see where it's at, but I don't know what to do about it. See, they got a new superintendent.
Yes.
Okay. He come from Mariana, where they opened the doors. They let him go. They were much more mature than they are over here at Sunland.
Oh.
That's right. Okay. Then he's a nigger lover.
They are such.
He is. And this one nigger in particular is his maid. When she's not working at Sunland, she's his maid.
She works for him outside.
That's right. She raises a stink about the cottages are all not segregated. See? All of them didn't have a nigger working on them permanently. Okay? He sets out to put a nigger on every cottage permanently.
On one shift, he'll have a...
A nigger.
So he just picks Helen, his shift...
That's right.
...to put this particular woman...
Yeah, to put her on midnights, so she could work for him in the daytime. There's been two other women besides Helen. Helen makes three. That has been took off of their regular shift and a nigger put in their place.
I used to see that down at the university all the time. Yes.
But now he's just showing partiality to the niggers, that's all. That's all there is to it.
Well,
they're not capable. They've not got enough education to keep the book straight.
I can see that all right, but somebody like Helen, you see, that they got to have people like Helen keep that damn place going over there.
That's right, absolutely.
And they don't have many.
No.
So they're just not many.
There ain't nobody with her that can get along with them children like Helen can, not because she's my wife, but there ain't nobody. She's had no trouble with none of them. And there's been some of the wildest ones that you ever saw come in there. And Helen has got them calmed down and off to the race with a new start.
But she can't do that on every cottage. One night, one place, another night somewhere else. She can't calm down the whole place. It's too much trouble.
That's right.
Wearing on a person.
That's right. And she had them girls on Day Cottage. All she'd have to do... for them to run that colored lady off that they put down there, it's just, by golly, for Helen to say, now you first run her off. And let me tell you, they'd lower the boom on her. That'd make my life so miserable for her. And there's niggers on the cottage that would do that.
Yeah.
It didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Because Mama Cook was it.
You know, that is one satisfaction you have when you're important and have influence. Now, like you see, somebody was pretty important. He could get a hold of Mr. Turlington and just speak to him just in passing. Hell, he wouldn't have to write it out. And Mr. Turlington's important enough that he could speak to the fellow and said, I'd appreciate it if you see Ms. Cook.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you'd have to do. And there's some satisfaction in that, I don't know.
Well, I tell you, if they put her back on Azalea or Lilac, I'm just going to make her quit. Because she can't stand it.
Yeah.
She just can't stand it. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Or if they put her one night, I told her, if they put her one night on a man's cottage by herself, call in and tell him, send somebody else, cause you go home. I said, you call me, I'll come and get you.
Yeah.
It ain't right. It ain't fair.
Yeah.
Cause they got enough men over there to put a man on them cottages at night, and I know it.
Yeah.
And they don't have to stick a woman down there. Now, that's no place for a woman.
Well, you had a good homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that exhaust.
Yeah. I'm still suffering the effects of it.
And you get, when the air's right, you get some of it down there at the station. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right there in that corner when I'm working back in that grease room.
Yeah.
The wind blows it in that corner there. It ain't got no place else to go.
Yeah.
It's trapped right there in that corner.
Well, yeah. I didn't realize that.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
See, I've got no windows in that grease room at all in the back, none at all.
Yeah.
It's all solid.
Cook, you might as well just sit down and let me give you a coat.
You got
to
go home, Fanny. I'm just holding.
I got to go. Sarah hurt her foot today. I got to go see about her.
Oh.
I don't know how bad or nothing. How Miss Coleman told me she hurt her foot, big knot on the outside of it.
Well, she'd have fine.
Yeah. She had to walk home. They wouldn't even bring her home. Yeah.
Hurt her foot and she had to walk home.
Yeah. Limped home. I don't think she could hardly walk. If it had been her nigger, they'd have carried that nigger home.
Okay. We'll get busy this weekend.
All right.
He said that he had it in his hands. He said, when I'm going to fit one in bigger than when I'm going to fit the other, he was going to make you one and make you a table. And Dick said, no, you wanted this other one. We were all a little confused.
Oh, Dick got
you. On his sick bed, he said, no, he thought that's what you wanted. So the little boy said, I could have had it ready for you.